Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on? I'm your host, Jay Ross, of course, for Soul Cravers Radio. I'm excited to have this guest here. So talented, so beautiful, so bold. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Casey Kai.
Oh, Casey. Thank you.
Yes, definitely. You don't have to give you an introduction like that because you deserve it. Because you, man, you are the one.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. I appreciate that.
So, you know, the inside of people don't really know your career or what you do, not just as a solo artist now. You have an impressive, wow, background. Like, wow, you worked with some heavy hitters.
Yeah.
You definitely did.
I will say I lucked out on singing with some of the most profound singers that defined generations, and I'm grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, and one of them is my girl, and you know I'm a shockaholic. Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
So how did that
She's
all come
else.
About?
Oh, wow. It's quite a story. I had been, when I graduated from Howard University and moved to New York, I met up with a singer by the name, I started touring with a Tom Brown singing Funkin' for Jamaica. I don't know if you know that song. That's a really
Oh, yeah, come
song
on
from
now.
Back in the day.
Come
Jamaica
on, man.
Funk. Yeah. So I was doing that, and this friend of mine, Sandra St. Victor, was singing with Roy Ayers. And and we were doing tours together, Roy Ayers and Tom Brown, and that's how we met. And eventually I moved on to Los Angeles. And she went on to sing background with Chaka Khan, and she brought in her friend Lisa Fisher and Cindy Mizell to sing with her. When she decided that she was ready to move on and not do that gig anymore, she called me and said, well, Chaka is in Los Angeles, and I can't do the gig anymore. And you're the only singer that I know in L.A., because I had just literally maybe I'd been there about a year, year and a half, had just moved to L.A. She said, will you go and sing for Chaka and take my place? And I was like, what? I literally went at her, you know, suggestion to Chaka's hotel room. And she was there with her musical director, Tony Patler. And I want to say there might have been one other person in the room. I can't recall. I just knew it was her and Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And asked me, well, what songs of mine do you know? And I was like, child, I know all your songs. Because I was a big fan of Chaka's, of course, growing up. And she said, I don't even remember which song it was at this moment. I want to say it might have been This Is My Night, maybe. I know that was one of them. And she told me, well, you sing the middle, and I'm going to sing the top, and Tony's going to sing the bottom. And there was a keyboard set up in the hotel room. And I sang. Then she says, we want to switch parts. And then I was like, sure, I switched parts. I think she sang the middle, I sang the top. We went back and forth. And then we sang something else. She said, okay, you got the gig. And I was like, oh. And it was literally just like that.
Wow.
It was one of those mind-blowing things that I just happened to, you know, just timing, I guess. You know, just one of those things.
Right. And also, like, with Chaka, she also gives her background singers the shine. And they featured you singing, giving that shine along with you and Penny Ford when you guys did Everlasting Love. It was on a VH1 special. And when oh my God. You know, I watched that clip. It's all over YouTube. So when I watched that clip, oh my God, I mean, goosebumps. I mean, you can hear each one of you ladies. I mean, you are officially from the school of Chaka.
Well, I tell you, you know, one of the beautiful things about first of all, she's a straight up musician. She's a badass, and people really underestimate her talent, her gift. It's not just her voice; it's her level of ear and musicianship that she possesses. That's different. That sets her out apart from any other fabulous singing artist. She's that and more. And one of the things with singing with Penny Ford and Lisa Robinson Vaughn. Was the other singer. We were on the road with Shaka for a period of time. That was back in the day when we would be on the road for months and months and months at a time. So when you're on the road and you're singing like that regularly, you develop just a natural blend and connection with each other vocally. And we weren't trying to switch out parts of who's going to do this and who's going to sing that. You know, we had our positions, who was singing what part, and we stuck to them and we stayed consistent. And I think from doing that and just living that way on the road is what defined us as a section. So, and because Shaka's such a musician, she allowed us to, we would improvise three quarters of those background parts that we would do that were different or in addition to what was in her recording, because Shaka did her own backgrounds on the recording. We would make those up on the spot. And we could do that because we already had a natural connection. So a lot of that stuff was improvised on the road. So by the time we got to VH1 Hard Rock Live, I think was the name of that show. I could sing those parts with her and know what I could almost look at her mouth or sometimes not even look at her mouth and know exactly what she was about to do. And therefore I could harmonize whatever she was doing. But that's the work of a background singer, and especially if you're doing it, you know, regularly for a period of time, you can perfect that, you know, and that's how that went. But I was just being able to sing with her regularly and do that consistently, live performance on the road, is what created that unique combination and that sound. Yeah.
Wow. And the thing I love about you, that you're a very diverse singer. You know, you not just worked with R&B soul artists. You worked with a couple of rock pop artists like Eric Clapton, Lita Ford. I mean, like, wow. So how was it different from working with the soul artists than with the pop rock feel?
I mean, the Lita Ford thing came relatively recently because that was a recording, and Eric Clapton was just on some performances live because I was on tour with Elton John for 6 years.
And
we did a tour with one of the tours we did was with Eric Clapton. They kind of shared a billing where sometimes we would headline, sometimes Eric would headline. So we toured together for about a year, did a stadium tour. So that was, and while we were doing that tour, Elton and Eric did a song together. What was the name of that song? Runaway Train, I think was.
Yeah.
And we did a video where it's basically Elton John's band with Eric Clapton coming on stage with Elton and doing it during the performance at a stadium, and then they made that into a video. And I think that's what you're speaking of.
Yes.
As far as the question of how is it different, I mean, I always personally have a personal deep love for rock. I think that is definitively who I am as a singer, as a human being. I just relate to that. And as a background singer, session tour singer, the job is to be able to be a bit of a chameleon and be able to blend with anybody doing just about anything and have knowledge of the different genres. So I have a knowledge of a lot of different genres because that was the gig. You know, that's the job, to go in a recording studio and be hired to sing on somebody's record, you got to be able to not just sing, but you have to be within the realm of the style that you're singing. And so that's the job. And so getting that job on the road with Elton John for that period of time, and he loves the tour, as you can probably see. I mean, he's still on. No one's on the road right now, but basically he's like in the middle of a 3-year retirement tour. I mean, that's his thing. We were on the road for basically 6 years, almost 6 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
Just the love of the music, and just, it's not that much different other than the genre itself, and just me being familiar with the genre. It's not that much different. And I mean, music is music. And
exactly.
And it all comes from one common denominator, which is the blues, and that is a African American tradition, and that's what rock and all those music come from, that tree. And so it's just a branch. It's just a branch off the tree. So it's just a part of who we all are as musicians. So it really wasn't that difficult to deviate from, I don't think, from that perspective. But I will say, and that's from blues, the tree of blues, the branch is jazz, the branch is R&B, the branch is hip-hop, the branch is rock, the branch is country. There's, the branches come from, there's so many branches to that tree. I just happen to be a lover of rock, and then that really resonates with my spirit. So I think I end up getting called a lot of times to do those kinds of gigs. I mean, I did do some jazz things. I mean, I sang with Anita Baker and Natalie Cole earlier in my career, which were more jazz oriented. And I mean, Tom Brown was a jazz trumpet player. So that was how I started out outside of my classical training. Yeah.
And I mean, like I said, you're the very few in this business that are diverse and musically doing that. And so, like, with you going into this alternative rock, should I say it's called alternative rock that you're going into?
Yeah.
Do you feel that it's more creative control than the soul music that you were singing with?
That's an interesting question, because I imagine some people would say it's not, but I always felt that because I was classically trained and I did not come from a gospel background like most, like many singers did. So I always felt that I did not connect on that level as harmoniously as some did with that R&B thing. To me, I felt like I had to learn how to do that. But I found my, as I've gotten older, I found my own voice in that. But it wasn't assumed. I never assumed.
Gotcha.
Oh, well, you're a gospel singer. You can just do this R&B. And I mean, I grew up listening to, of course, R&B and that whole thing, but I didn't have the confidence to say, oh, that's just who I am. I'm an R&B singer because I'm black and I came from this. I didn't have the confidence to do that. I came at it from a totally different perspective, being classically trained and having some jazz influence upbringing and a little bit of R&B from what I heard in childhood. I never really sang it until I moved away and graduated college and moved to LA and got hired to do it. I didn't sing it. I never did bands. I never did clubs. I never did wedding gigs. So I never had an opportunity to really just sing that kind of music. So I felt a bit restricted with that. I feel more comfortable and more free with the rock thing. I really honestly do. You're the first person to ever ask me that question.
Right, because, you know, I hear from a lot of people, like, when people do our Challenge of Rock, they said the freedom sense is much better because of the writing pattern and just the instrumentation. It's like a free will. It's a free will.
Yeah, I think I always felt that R&B, you had to fit a certain criteria. You got to have a certain kind of runs and everything that people are familiar with, and you have to do this. Oh, she sounds just like this, or she's like another Chaka Khan, or. And I was like, I always felt that a bit trapped, that I didn't, you know, I couldn't be myself. In that, because that wasn't authentically who I was. I wasn't an authentic R&B singer. So unless I was trying to do something that sounded like somebody, or, you know, she sings with Chaka, so she's going to come out with this music that's going to be kind of Chaka Khan-like. And, that wasn't true. I wouldn't be true to myself, you know, trying to do that. So, yeah, in that sense, I didn't want to fall into that.
So we're going to go into the single. Yes, I'm looking forward to this. Back into the lights. Yes, I'm loving this. I mean,
thank you.
Yes, I'm really loving it. And, you know, I've been following your career and, like, your albums, like the lyrical content of it. It's like, wow. So, you know, one question I want to ask you, do you base your lyrical content based on your life when you write these type of songs?
It's 100% based on my experience and my life, totally. And as I've, you know, gone through so much, especially these last 5 years have been pretty challenging, and that I feel that I feel more self-empowered and more confident than ever that I know who I am as a human being and as an artist. So, yes, I feel empowered to write that step into the light and taking up the idea that I am part of the healing. That's part of my purpose on the planet, and accepting that, and hopefully being able to inspire people. So yeah, the step into the light is real. I sincerely feel every word of that. And yeah, that was what I woke up one morning with that on my mind, and so grateful that I was able to put it to music, thanks to Head Rocker, the producer. Out of the UK, Head Rocker, Jeff McDonald. He's a badass, and he's the one that did the track.
Oh, wow. So let me can you introduce the song to everybody?
Oh, absolutely. Step into the light. I hope it is a every man, every woman song, and it literally starts out saying, I'm your man, your woman, everything you need. I am all the above. So it's a spiritual God, man, humanity combination. It's just a total love thing. And it's a dance music, house music thing, which I think is part of the healing, is dance and movement. And I'm just grateful that I finally got to the point where I'm able to be in this genre and be in this music. I've always loved it and have always been asked to be a part of this house dance thing. This version that you got that I think you are going to play is got some rock, hip-hop rock tendencies to it, because I had to put my guitars in there just because I had to be true to myself on that. But the song is coming out under Swishcraft Music. Matt Consola is releasing it, a remix package. So there's going to be some Deep House Tribal. It's going to be all kinds of remixes on it. So it's going to be really off the hook. It's coming out sometime in May. But you got one version. This is my rock, my dub rock, for lack of a better word. What do y'all call this? We're just calling it that, you know. But that's it.
Yes.
I can't wait for everybody to hear it.
Yes, and we're about to step into the lights. Okay.
Step.
Okay. Yes. Step. Right here on Soul Purpose Radio. That was amazing. I mean,
Thank you.
Especially when you do that, baby. I was like, oh, Lord, I'll be hoarse trying to do that. Ooh. But I love
Thank you.
I love it. And
I
you know what I love
that.
About artists like you? That you're in your own box. And you're not trying to sound like nobody else, be like nobody else. It's like you, this right here, I love it. I love
Thank you.
And like I said, I've been following you with the solo stuff under this name. Because anybody that don't know her real name, because everybody keep asking me, she looks familiar, but why she has that name? You know, everybody knows her by Natalie Jackson.
Natalie Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my birth name, Natalie Jackson. And what I wanted to do when I decided that I really was going to take a chance and do what I really wanted to do, which was this rock thing, which is so, I mean, you know, they just don't have a whole lot of black, they don't recognize a lot of black artists as being rock artists. But I wanted something that was separate from the background singing career that I had, because I had been a background singer for so long. And so when I decided to do the solo career, thus I decided to change the name so it wouldn't conflict with anything that I had done prior to. And then to add craziness to it, I mean, that song is out now, Step Into the Light. That version is Caddis and Kai. You can get it on, you know, any digital platform, iTunes, it's on Spotify. It's out right now. But the all the other remixes are probably going to be under yet another name, Kiva, because they're going to be these Kiva, K-I-V-A. Caddis and Kiva is the same thing. Because they didn't want to make, because it's not going to be rock. That's a really more heavier rock version of that song. And and all the dance things that are going to be, you know, hitting all the clubs and whatnot is going to be totally different. So I hope that's not going to be confusing, but it'll be Head Rocker featuring Kiva, which is going to be like, who is this Kiva? She sounds like Caddis. It's like, oh, they sound like Natalie. It's like, it's the same chick. It's the same chick.
Right.
It's the same.
I don't know.
Same voice, different name. And I hope it won't be too confusing, but when people who are, you know, heavily into the dance house, the more traditional, you know, dance music genre, it's going to be Kiva. So, thank you for giving me the opportunity to at least say that, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And
we'll just throw it out there and see what happens, you know. To keep switching these names. I don't know, because when I do my gigs with my band, they're real, you know, alternative rock, more heavy, more metal sounding. Mm-hmm. And I will be doing that version of that song, you know. It'll be sounding more heavy. So I don't know, you know, what's in a name, you know.
Well, we have a caller. Yes. So let's see what they talk about.
Awesome.
Hello, caller. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller. They shy.
They shy. All good.
All right. Back to the interview. But like I said, with this Step Into the Light, is it going to be, is it actually a first single off an upcoming project?
Is it a first, you went out a little, is it a first single off the upcoming? It'll definitely be part of the package. Swishcraft Music are the people, Mac Consola's label, they're the ones that are releasing it. And there are several DJs that are doing remixes on it. I'm so excited for it to come out. This will be included in that. Head Rocker is the one who did that particular remix that you just heard, and along with a couple of other remixes that he will also have on that package. He did the original, more traditional classic house remix. And that, along with several other DJ Macau and DJ Rob Moore, and oh my God, I got it's gonna be fantastic. That I can't wait to see what everybody thinks. So if there's a remix in there, there's something in there for everybody.
Right, it's a whole pile of gumbo with everybody's flavor in it, the taste.
Everybody's flavor, baby.
Yeah,
everybody's flavor. I like it. That's what I like. Everybody, something there for everybody.
So let's try caller again. Caller, are you there? Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Caller. Are you there?
I heard him. I could hear him. Hello.
Hello.
I heard her say, yeah, hello. It's a girl. I heard her.
Well.
I don't know what happened. I could hear her. I don't know if she can hear us.
Yes. Okay. So, like I was saying, we're going to get back to the interview. And also, you have a podcast.
Yes. Backstories. Backstories on Ki-Fi. And on YouTube, you can see there's a slideshow pictures that go along with the podcast. On iTunes and Google and all, and Spotify, it's just the podcast without the pics. But yes, one of my favorite things, I get a chance to interview my friend Saida Garrett, who wrote for Michael Jackson, Lisa Fisher.
I'm a fan of hers. I love everything she does. She also did the song for Dreamgirls that Jennifer Hudson did. Love You, I Do.
That's right.
Yeah,
been nominated. For Academy. Lisa Fisher from the Stones, and Lisa Fisher, who is an artist in her own right. How Can I Ease the Pain? My friend Sandra St. Victor, who I had mentioned earlier. Lynn Fidmont, Bridget Bryant, and Daryl Fennessy, and girl Nikki Harris. My girl Nikki Harris, who was with Madonna for 20 years,
who is
an artist in her own right. I mean, basically the podcast is about people who are session tour singers like myself, who also have full on solo artist career jobs, and how they traverse those waters as being, you know, background singers who are known in that world, and then come into doing, you know, their own personal solo career, and you know, just you know what it takes to do that, because it's an unusual, it's a different road, it's a different road that's traveled when you're doing that as an artist, and they are some special one of a kind individuals. I'm grateful to know each and every one of them, and that's, you have to hear the story. For people who are out there, who, whether you're a musician or not, just somebody who has a dream or has an idea of who they are and who they would like to be, and feel that they might possibly know their purpose, these stories are worthy of hearing. It just happens. These are musicians. Everybody has the same experience of trying something and putting it out there, and what it takes to get through the process, the ups and downs, the roller coaster of it all. And it's not just musicians and artists. I think we're learning this in this whole lockdown, is that we are all artists in some respect.
Exactly.
And we're going to all have to figure it out and think outside the box. There is no definitive answer to anything, and you have to trust the process. You have to trust the God or the universe in you, and you have to take a chance, and you have to know that, and you have to know that failing is part of it. So now you know what not to do, and then you have to be real quiet and get in your little lockdown silent box and listen for the answer, so you'll know what you need to possibly, what your next move should be. And it's quite a lesson we're learning here, and trust the coincidences that are happening. Those are the indication that you're on the right path and that you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing, and that's what those coincidences are for, to just remind you and to teach you and to show you and to tell you, oh, okay, that's right. That's exactly what I thought. I was hoping that would happen. And that's what listening to those podcasts and just learning from everyone else's experience is all about. And, you got to check out the podcast. I will say, and my friend, they're hilarious. Between Saida and Nikki, they're hilarious. She's a funny one. All of the stories are amazing. And Bridget Bryan, everybody has so many beautiful, heartfelt, engaging, inspirational stories to tell on how they got from point A to point B. And they have worked with everybody under the sun. I mean, between Saida and Daryl working with Michael Jackson for so many years, and the people who working with Madonna and Barbara Streisand, that's who Bridget worked with. Barbara Streisand and Stevie Wonder, that's who Lynn Fidmunk and Bridge worked with. I mean, it's just, you know, people have worked with some of the iconic people in the industry. And then they went on to move to the next level of their own personal artistry. They really have some special stories to tell. It's worthy. It's worth hearing. You can check them out on iTunes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You can check them out.
I definitely want to check it out. And also, you have wrote a book also entitled Memoirs of a Backup Diva. I'm actually gonna check that out. I want a hard copy. I actually want a physical copy of that. So I'm gonna get in contact with you to get that hard copy, because I want to dig in that book. But don't discuss it with people. They need to go get it.
Yeah, go get it. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Mm-hmm. Go get it up. It's out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to digging my hands on this one. I'm actually going to buy it.
Definitely. Oh, I appreciate that. Thank
yeah,
because
I want to know what you're talking about up in this. Because I said, you know, you're the eyes.
It's interesting way to live a life. I'll say that much. Interesting life.
You're
a lot
right.
of fun. A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Oh,
and a lot of craziness. A lot of true craziness, y'all. True
right.
craziness. But it's all good.
But, oh, man, we're out of time. Ooh.
Oh, already?
Yes.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
I'm went by so fast, but, oh, my God, I'm definitely going to get
I
you back on
every
here.
I enjoyed every minute.
I'm definitely
going to
get you back
I
on here. It. Yes, definitely. You know, Captain Kai, y'all, this is the truth right here. I mean, all her music that you want to get into is all on every digital and streaming platform. And look out for Kiba, the dancing stuff that's coming out soon.
Yeah.
And also, and I'm looking forward to that, because I was checking out some of the videos that you promoted on your page. I'm looking forward to that. So, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you
and,
so much. Thank
I mean, you are the truth. I'm serious. You are
I
the
appreciate
truth.
That. Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you.
And, you know, if you guys want to get in contact with her, you could go to her name under social media. Actually, it's spelled K-U-V-I-S-A-N-K-I-K-A-I.
K-A-I,
Kedison Kai. Yes. All on social media. And then also, you have a webpage too, right, with the same name, right?
Absolutely. Definitely.
Yes.
KedisonKai.com.
Yeah, to see what's going on in her career. I mean, this lady has an impressive career. I mean, we could go 2 hours with this episode, to be honest with you. Because we just want to get deep with who she is as Kedison Kai. You know, so thank you again for, you know, taking the time out, you know, definitely to get your platform out there to let people know who you are, to clear up the air, because I know people was kind of curious with the different names that you had. So I'm glad you came out to clear the air. Yeah. On this platform.
Thank
I appreciate it. Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to do so. Thank you for allowing me to do so.
Yes, and get into that Step Into the Light coming in May on all digital platforms with a EP package of mixes. So be on the lookout for that. And I know if you see her on her page, going to promote it, and she's going to put it out there, let you guys know. Get into her, y'all. Thank you again, Kathy, for coming out and just talking to
you.
Thank you. And thank you guys for listening to Soul Cravers Radio. Stay cool out there, Cali, because there's a heat wave going on. You know, stay safe. Blessings, you guys. Peace.